them and us Victorian pay. Relearnings for workers have slumped by a massive 8% between 2007 and 2014 according to the TUC, ahead of its Britain Needs a Pay Rise demo on the 18th of October. The pay squeeze represents the worst earnings slump since the financial crisis of 1865-67. Up and away. Meanwhile, bosses' pay continues rocketing skywards with a 21% increase last year. Income Data Services says the average total earnings for a top company executive is £2.4 million, while the figure for a chief executive is £3.3 million. Their pay has increased 278% since 2000. Vested interests. The Unite Union says that private healthcare companies linked to Tory politicians have been awarded NHS contracts worth £1.5 billion over the last 2 years. Unite reckons that 24 Tory MPs and peers who voted through the government's Health Act, which opens up 80% of the NHS budget to outside tenders, have links with private companies awarded contracts. Young scapegoats. Beating up on the poor, while dispensing more tax breaks to the super rich, is a favourite pastime of millionaire Tory MPs like Chancellor George Osborne. Osborne argues that the working age benefits bill is spiralling out of control, because too many young people have fallen into a culture of welfare dependency. True, the welfare bill has increased from 4.5% of GDP total output in 1997 to 5.7% today, but the biggest recipients of this £100 billion pot are rip-off private landlords £17 billion in housing benefit, and low-paying employers £29 billion in tax credits. Job seekers' allowance accounts for less than 5% of the total. Budget deficit. The government could easily reduce the welfare bill through rent caps and substantially raising the minimum wage. Instead, the Con Dems are aiming to axe another £25 billion, likely to be nearer £38 billion from public spending to generate a budget surplus by 2018-19. Carjacking. Hard-pressed disability benefit claimants will be demanding to know why the chief executive of not-for-profit Motability Operations was paid more than £1 million in bonuses and pension benefits alone last year. The company which operates car fleets for disabled people through the Motability charity is owned by the major UK banks,